And today with Shauna Sani from the Heart and Stroke Foundation, we are talking about healthy breakfasts, lunch and snacks. And with that, Shauna Sani, good morning and welcome to the show on this Tuesday morning.
Good morning, Wayne, and good morning to our listeners. A happy Tuesday.
Yes, indeed. And it's a short week heading for the Easter weekend. But Shauna Sani, talking about snacks, why are we talking about healthy breakfasts, lunches, and snacks today?
The reason why we're talking about a healthier breakfast, lunch, and snacks idea is because our diets as well as our lifestyle, they've changed a lot over the years. Many of us, we eat large portion of food high in fat, sugar, and salt, and we don't eat enough frozen vegetables. We are also now depending more on takeaways as well as convenience food, and this has a serious consequences. For example, in South Africa currently, we are seeing a high rates of obesity, high blood pressure, heart disease, and stroke. And right now, about 2 in 3 women and almost 1 in 3 men, they are overweight and obesity. Even children are affected because 1 in 4 kids, they are overweight and obesity, putting them at risk for heart disease later on in life. So heart disease and strokes as well, they are a huge problem in South Africa because every day, around 225 people, they die from heart disease every day. Plus 1 in 3 adults, they are currently living with high blood pressure, one of the most highest rates in the world. So the good news that I've mentioned with all this disease that is that 80% of heart disease and stroke, they can be prevented by healthier behavior and choices. And that's why I want to share with the listener simple ways to make healthier breakfast, lunch and snacks for you and your family, as well as teaching kids healthier habits from young age, because this will help them to set them up for their life, as well as ensure that they are eating food that are healthy, nourishing their body as well as their overall well-being.
Okay. And let's start now with breakfast. Is it really that important? You know, it's said it's the most important meal. Is it?
Absolutely. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day because many people will skip breakfast. They're usually not hungry, or they're usually pressed for time, or they just don't have time to enjoy breakfast food. But eating breakfast has a real benefits for both in adults and children, because a healthier breakfast, it will kickstart your energy, physical as well as mental health. It will also helps you to stay alert and focused until lunchtime. Interestingly as well is that people who usually eat breakfast regularly, they tend to eat less later on in the day, and they're also able to maintain steadier energy levels. So regular breakfast eaters, they are also less likely to become overweight, to develop diseases like your diabetes and heart disease, because most of them, they won't have cravings for a saltier or sugary food, because the breakfast they've eaten, it will have given them the energy to start the day. So even children who eat breakfast every day, they are also likely to become overweight when you compare with children that don't eat breakfast.
And Shauna Sani, what are some easy, interesting and healthy breakfast ideas while we're talking about breakfast?
There are a lot of tips that one can follow, but I have few that I can suggest to our listeners. This includes setting the table the night before, because it will make your morning to go quick. So if a person also in a rush, it's important for them to grab a fruit with a yogurt smoothie, or they can chop fruits and freeze it, then blend it with plain yogurt or oats or nuts on night before, so that in the morning they can just pick it up and drink on their way to work. Making breakfast as well fun is also important, because instead of trying the same cereal every day, a person can try a homemade muesli with nuts, seeds and a touch of honey, and roast if lightly. They can also serve this with fresh or dried fruit and yogurt. The main aim is also to include 2 groups of food, so that it can help a person to stay fuller for long. Example are like including a whole grain cereal with a low-fat milk, or brown bread with an avocado or peanut butter or baked beans. You can also include things like your fruits with unsweetened yogurt, or eggs on a whole wheat toast. The main thing as well that's very important is that we need to try to avoid too much sugar, salt, and unhealthy fat in the morning. Instead of jam or butter, we can try natural sweeteners from fruits or spices like cinnamon, because this will add the natural sugar, and also it will add a good aroma on your breakfast.
Right. And now let's move to lunch. What about lunch? How can we make lunch boxes healthier?
When it comes to lunches, bringing lunches to school or work, it's more healthier and more budget friendly than buying fast food. A heart healthy lunch includes five essentials. It includes first your lean protein, which it can be a boiled egg, tinned fish, beans, lentils, chicken, or lean beef. You can even make dips like chickpea, hummus, or fillings like spicy tuna. The second thing that you need to include is your complex carbohydrates, which include your whole grain, bread, wraps, or crackers, or even a pasta, brown one, or a brown rice. We then also need to include a third group, which is our low-fat dairy, which can be milk, yogurt, or reduced fat cheese, because this will provide us with calcium that we'll need to strengthen our bone as well as our gums. The fourth group that we need to include that's very important for our immune system is fruits and vegetables, because these ones, they contain vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that helps to strengthen the immune system, which means also they will reduce our risk for catching any kind of infection. You can try two different colors of food, because different colors, they provide different nutrients, and then you can pair these fruits and vegetables with a hummus, yogurt, or even bean-based spread that can also help to ensure that you are getting good nutrients. The last group that's also very important is your water, because this is the best drink that one can do for themselves, because it will keep you hydrated. Mm-hmm. So if a person doesn't enjoy plain water, they can add lemon or mint flavor and freeze for a refreshing option for drinking out throughout the day.
Right. And people say they don't have time to pack a lunch. Have you got any tips for that?
Yes, I do have tips for that. Preparing the night before or even storing in the fridge, it helps to save time and money. They can cook a little extra at dinner, leftovers like pasta, rice, or chicken. They make a great next day meals. Also, cooking in bulk, especially on weekend, like your vegetable soup, they can be frozen in small portions. And this will help in the day that a person doesn't have time to prepare a lunch on the night before or in the morning, so they can just take this frozen food to eat at lunch. Mm-hmm. It's always important to also pack fresh ingredients like your lettuce, tomatoes separately to avoid soggy sandwich. We can use wax paper or clinch wrap or foil for keeping them fresh. For salads, I pack dressing separately and they use a small cooler bags if needed so that the salad can stay fresh throughout the day. It's also important that we make lunch visual appealing with things like veggie steaks, mini meatballs, or fruit pieces, which are more likely to be eaten, especially for the kids.
Right. And then, we spoke about snacks. What about snacks? Are they really necessary?
Snacks are very, very important because they keep our energy level steady and they stop you from reaching for unhealthy options. They're also a great way to get some of your daily five fruits and vegetables. So healthy snacks should be low in sugar, salt, and as well as low in unhealthy fats and high in fiber. Some ideas of snacks that people can incorporate on their daily life, it includes unsalted nuts or a trail mix, a low-fat plain yogurt, veggie sticks with hummus, a homemade popcorn, and occasionally people can still have healthy treats like a homemade home-baked bran or fruit muffin, or even try fresh or dried fruits. They're even super easy as well as nutritious. So it's important that in between our main meals, like between breakfast and lunch and supper, we do eat snacks so that we can keep our energy levels the same, as well as to help us to prevent us from overeating on our next meal, because we would have been a little bit fuller from the amount of snacks that we ate.
Right. So you don't want to, get too hungry before the next meal. Otherwise, you'll just pile it on.
Yes.
Okay. And Shonisani, last question. Where can listeners find some of these super duper, recipes? You've given us some good ideas, but now we need recipes for it. And where can they find recipes and more information?
Listeners can find a recipe that I've mentioned on our cookbook that was created by us and Thermodynamics. It's Cooking from the Heart number 2. It is on our website at www.heartfoundation.co.za. It is simple, healthier breakfast, lunch, and snacks ideas that one can incorporate on their daily life. And if they need more information, they can call us on 021-422-1586. And they can also follow us on social media on Facebook, X, LinkedIn, as well as TikTok.
Okay, so you're available wherever you can get hold of people on social media. Shonisani, thank you very, very much. Have a great week, great weekend, and we'll chat again next week, Tuesday.
And thank you so much, Wayne, and thank you to the listeners. Have a great week ahead and enjoy your Easter weekend.
Thank you very much, and not too many Easter eggs.
Yes.
Thanks, Shonisani. There we go. That's Shonisani from the Heart and Stroke Foundation chatting to us today about lunch and snacks and making sure that you eat healthily.